Well, it's good to see everybody. A good end of the week here, practice-wise. Obviously, Johnny Manziel will be starting for us this Sunday in our game, and we're really excited to see Johnny come back. And obviously, the last time Johnny was on the field, he did some nice things, and we're looking forward for him to kind of keep pace on where he left off against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, we're going to see these last four games and watch Johnny grow, and I'm real excited to watch him play these last four games.
Where are you? I asked Mike the same thing. Where are you with taking him at his word right now?
I think Johnny's learned a hard lesson. I really do. I think these last couple of weeks were really hard on him, just from being around him every day. He didn't take it out on anybody other than himself. He wasn't like a, Debbie Downer around the facility or anything like that. But I think he really, learned his lesson this go-around that, you have to act like an NFL quarterback, and there's other things to being an NFL quarterback than just playing the position. So hopefully he's learned his lesson, and we're moving on from there. Johnny?
Yeah. Are you getting the sense that he knows he's responsible for this?
I do. I do. And to me, with him and with all of our players, let's move on. Let's move on. And that's in the past now, and we're really looking forward to these next four games.
You have some uncertainty at wide receiver, it seems. So how do you game plan, not knowing who you're going to have?
As the week goes on, I think it will become a little bit clearer on who we're going to have. I think as the week goes on, I'll be honest with you, that was a situation on Sunday that my coaching career I really hadn't been involved in, where, you're down to two guys with a lot of football left to be played. And so I thought, I told our players this the other day, I thought everyone, including, because the tight ends had to accept a bigger role than they were, going into the game. I thought everyone kept their cool. I thought everyone stayed poised. And, it was an unfortunate situation that we had so many guys go down as fast as they did, but guys stepped up.
What do you know about an Eric Mangini-led defense? What do you know about Eric, and what do you think he'll try to do to take away Johnny's strength?
I don't know Eric personally. I know of Coach Mangini, and I respect the heck out of Coach Mangini. I think you can see his influence these last, four, five, 6 weeks, where this defense is playing much, much better these last, 4, 5, 6 weeks, and they've played teams really, really good. So, obviously, I think, when they're changing over to a new scheme, that the two-gap scheme, I think, is – I'm not a defensive coach, but I would assume it's different than what the 49ers have done in the past. And so I think they're finally, catching on, and it's working. It's working. You can tell that they're a well-coached, disciplined football team. We're going to see what they do to take Johnny away. And they're a zone football team, so there's going to be eyes on Johnny the whole time. This is not a man football team. It's a zone football team. So I think they're going to try to, a wide rush. Teams have done that in the past. We may have to climb up in the pocket, get outside. And Johnny's going to be Johnny, and like I said, we're looking forward to watching him play.
John, you mentioned earlier about Pat's question about moving on with him. When you have a series of, I think this is two or three, quote-unquote, incidents in the span of 6 weeks, is there a threshold for you two at the point where you have to say either enough is enough, or look, you're down to the last strike here, or look, the guy I'm working with?
Yeah. I don't know if there's a last strike, policy or when that comes about. Like I said, we're going to see how Johnny handles this last situation. And I'll be honest, there's some pressure on him to do what he says he's going to do. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And, we're going to hold him accountable to his word. And I think we have in the past, and we're going to continue to do that, not only with Johnny, but with all of our players.
Johnny talked about Johnny the person. Mm-hmm. We really haven't gotten to know him in the last 2 years. How would you describe him as person?
He's a great guy. He's really fun to be around. He's probably one of, if not the most competitive people I've ever met. And I'm not talking about just in football. I'm talking about, we do a college football pool is in the quarterback room every Saturday morning, and he's competitive with that. And we go bowling during training camp, and his elbow's hurting. He's bowling left-handed and rolling strikes. I mean, he's that type of kid that's going to pick up a you know, a ping pong paddle and hadn't played in 10 years and just crush you. He's that type of kid in terms of a competitive person. He's very, you know, around us, he opens up. He's a great kid, and I really, really enjoyed being around him.
With Mansell, the player, you know, the talking points are kind of, people tend not to think he'll be a long-term starter or can be at his height and with his unusual game and with some of the off-field stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the team really has no choice but to play him. But he's not perceived as a legitimate candidate to be a winning NFL starter. How would you respond to that?
I wouldn't. My perception's different, and my perception's much different of Johnny than, you know, I don't know what people outside this building think of him. I really don't care what people think about Johnny. I know this, he's going to get coached hard. I'm really interested to see how he reacts to these next four games. So it's going to be very telling. It's going to be very telling. But for me to sit up here and say, I disagree with people that say that they don't think Johnny can be a quarterback in this league.
John, do you think that Johnny may have a chip on his shoulder? You know, he figured he's getting all this criticism that maybe he thinks is unwarranted, that I can go out and live my lifestyle and still play football. But do you think he's going to, the chip on his shoulder, wants to show everybody, shut him up, so to speak?
Well, you know, I hope his chip on his shoulder is more so to try to prove everyone wrong. I guess I don't know what outside perceptions are of him, but I guess they are to prove people wrong that he can be a quarterback in this league. That's the type of chip on his shoulder that I want the young man to play with, and not the fact that, you know, being defined on whatever he does outside this building. So that's the type of chip on his shoulder that I'd love to see him play with these next 4 weeks.
With these four more starts, we're total of about nine. Can you guys get to the end of this season and really know what you have in Johnny Manziel?
I think so. I really do. I mean, because here's the thing: these next 4 weeks now. I mean, obviously, we're only concerned about this week. But when you look down the road, you know, Seattle, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, that's a pretty nice sample size of defenses that we're going to be going against. So, and obviously, starting this week with the 49ers, you know, I mean, they're playing really good football on defense right now. So, nine games is a good body of work. It really is. And you know, compared to obviously some of the preseasons he played, and I think that is a good body of work. Now, to say that it can give us a final conclusion, you know, again, we take it week to week. So, you know, but I think so, yes.
You know, DeVar probably reissued on it last week, if he might be ready. With an extra week of practice, how close to being able to get on the field is he? Could there be like a abbreviated package for him?
I think Terrell's very close. I think he's very close. I've been really pleased with Terrell, and not from just a physical standpoint, but from also a mental standpoint. Terrell is he did not take a huge drop off mentally from when he left here, and if it happens to be that Terrell plays on Sunday, I'm really, really looking forward to seeing that. I don't, because the mentality of us is a coaching staff, and I hope that the players appreciate this and our fans appreciate this, is we're trying to put the best 11 guys on the football field who we determine that's going to give us the best chance to win. And obviously Terrell is a skill set that you know, a lot of guys don't have, and that he's a big, fast receiver with good hands and with a different view of the game than a lot of receivers, because he's played the quarterback position. So he sees things a little bit differently than – I'm not saying it's better or worse than other receivers, but you see it differently, I think, when you've seen the whole thing. So, again, I mean, Terrell offers a skill set that we're looking forward to seeing.
Just a couple more. Get Manziel to the point where he looks like he can be a good NFL starter.
Mm-hmm.
He would obviously come back next year with 2 years under his belt. So it seemed to be a benefit to the organization to at least have a guy with a little bit of experience. The question is, how much of a pain in the butt is it to break in a rookie quarterback if that's the way an organization plays?
Well, I'll tell you, I've had a good deal of experience in that field. It's not the – I'm going to be flat-out honest with you. It's not easy. And It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of gray hair. It takes a lot of, anxiety. But to say it can't be done, I mean, you just got to be ready for what it is. And the guy's going to make mistakes if it is a rookie or a young quarterback. I don't care if he's in his second year. He's going to make some mistakes. He hasn't played a lot of football. But it's not easy. But at the same time, I mean, you coach who you have. And if that's the guy that this organization wants, it's full speed ahead. It's full speed ahead and get him ready to go. And it's if that's the direction that this organization goes down, then I'm all for it. But those decisions are out of my hands.
John, the sack numbers obviously are where you'd like them to be.
Sure.
I'm sure there's multiple reasons, but what are the things you point to and say, this is why the protection hasn't been what we wanted to be?
Well, and I told our players this, that sack on fourth down the other day, that was totally on me. That was not on our players. So that was on me. I gave the quarterback an audible that I should not have given him, a young quarterback. So that one was on me on the fourth down. And I told our owner that. I told our head coach that. And obviously I told our players that. The sack numbers to me are a lot because we've had to throw the football some. We've been in a lot of two-minute drives. We've been playing from behind some. And obviously we all know our struggles of running the football. So whenever you throw the ball a lot, you're gonna take some sacks. There's been some that have been on the quarterback. There's some that have been on the defenses that we've played in terms of coverage. There's some that have been on the offensive line. So, and there's some that's been on me, like I just admitted to. So I think that all four of those things have a major reason. But I think as of late, we've been better. We've been better. So, we'll keep working at it.
I was sure a report just came out that said extension with Gary Barnage is imminent. Do you know anything?
I don't, but I sure hope that report is true.
And can you why do you feel that way? I mean, what has he meant to the offense? And how amazing is his spike in production been at age 30?
I tell you, Gary Barnage is probably one of my most favorite players I've ever coached. He really is. He's the same guy every day. He's productive. He works. He keeps his mouth shut. If you give him a coaching point, he takes it to heart, and it shows on the field. And I'll tell you what, if that report is true, then the Cleveland Browns just got better today.
John, do you have any inkling at all that he'd be able to do what he's done?
Yes. In terms of the Baltimore catch and the San Diego catch, you never know about those that are going to come about. But I did. Now, to say at this level, you don't know. I didn't know the player as well in a game situation. But when I saw Gary and our coaching staff saw Gary, we're like, this guy's good. This guy's good. And I think I told him the other day, yeah, he's 30, but he doesn't have he doesn't have a lot of tread on the tires. He really doesn't. He hasn't played a ton of football because he's been behind some really good players. So, if that report's true, I'll tell you, there's a happy guy sitting right here behind this microphone.
John,